It's Monday, March 23rd, 2015. Thanks for tuning into this special brooding ambient slash new age music episode of The Sounds in My Head. My name's Daniel, and normally The Sounds in My Head is a music podcast where I play, you know, like indie rock bands from Brooklyn, but this episode, we're doing something a little different. It's going to be all dark, scory, soundtracky kind of sounding music, some new age stuff, things I wouldn't normally play unless I was talking over them, basically. And we're going to start things off with the least fitting song of the whole episode. It's William Orbit featuring Beth Orton on vocals, which it's the only song on the whole episode with any singing. Doing the song Water from a Vine Leaf. I've loved this song for probably, I don't know, close to 20 years or something. I don't know how old it is. It's pretty old. It comes from Strange Cargo's The Best of William Orbit, and it's pretty fantastic. I've always really loved this song. Most of the rest of the episode is going to be instrumental and without much of a beat, I would say. If there's one characteristic, most of these songs don't have any sort of percussion. So there's that. But also, I'm not going to talk very much. It's just going to be all long songs, droning, you know, dark brooding music, and it's going to be awesome. You're going to love all of it if you like, especially this William Orbit song. And I should say, even though this song isn't terribly fitting for the episode, I could have put on the Orbs, Little Fluffy Clouds. Do you remember that song from the 90s?
We lived in Arizona, and the skies always had little fluffy clouds in them.
That song is, I think, definitively ambient music, right? And that song is kind of like this song, I think. So without further ado, William Orbit and Beth Orton, Water from a Vine Leaf, an awesome song to start off this special brooding ambient slash new age music episode. And I'll talk to you again in probably like, you know, half an hour. Here we go.
Thank you.
From this distant vantage point, the Earth might not seem of any particular interest. Consider again that dot. On it, everyone you love, everyone you know, everyone you ever heard of, every human being who ever was, lived out their lives. The aggregate of our joy and suffering, thousands of confident religions, ideologies, and economic doctrines, every hunter and forager, every hero and coward, every creator and destroyer of civilization, every king and peasant, every young couple in love, every mother and father, hopeful child, inventor and explorer, every teacher of morals, every corrupt politician, every superstar, every supreme leader, every saint and sinner in the history of our species lived there, on a mote of dust, suspended in a sunbeam. The Earth is a very small stage in a vast cosmic arena. Think of the rivers of blood spilled by all those generals and emperors, so that in glory and triumph they could become the momentary masters of a fraction of a dot. Think of the endless cruelties visited by the inhabitants of one corner of this pixel on the scarcely distinguishable inhabitants of some other corner. How frequent their misunderstandings, how eager they are to kill one another, how fervent their hatreds. There is perhaps no better demonstration of the folly of human conceits than this distant image of our tiny world. To me, it underscores our responsibility to deal more kindly with one another and to preserve and cherish the pale blue dot, the only home we've ever known.
Thank you.
All right, let's catch up. After William Orbit back there, we heard Pie Corner Audio from the UK doing Electronic Rhythm Number 3 from their Black Mill Tapes Volume 1 album. You can pick that up on Bandcamp. Then we heard Sun Airway from Philadelphia doing two songs. They were shorter, and I cut one of them down to make it even shorter so that I could fit two on. That was Nocturne for Ginza and Sunflowers from their album Landscapes, which is a soundtrack for, I think, a documentary or something. After that, we heard Cat Apple and Bob Stoll from Florida with the song Beyond the Towers from their Sanctus Spirits album, which was just released recently, but it's actually, of course, very old. They made music for Carl Sagan and stuff back in the day, and very exciting to have that released. You can get MP3s of it from the internet. I put links to that and everything else, of course, at thesoundsofmyhead.com. It was only released on vinyl. After Ket Eppel and Bob Stoll, we heard Ray Lynch with Celestial Soda Pop from his Deep Breakfast album, kind of a landmark of the 80s new age scene. And I love that song. I don't know how I heard it when I was a kid, but somehow I heard it. I had it on cassette, like a dupe of a dupe of a dupe or something. And I always loved that song. I didn't even know who it was by. I just had this song on a cassette and I loved it. And only later did I track down that it was Ray Lynch from Deep Breakfast, which is a great record. If you like that song, you'll like everything else on it. After Ray Lynch, we heard Dirty Beaches from Berlin, Germany, with the song Pacific Ocean from their newest EP called Stateless. And it's only like a few tracks, but they're all like really long. And they all are just like that one. So long, droning, not much to a music. And it's weird because Dirty Beaches, they've changed a lot. Do you remember this was also Dirty Beaches? I love that song. I put that on the show a while ago. And they've sort of, each album has gotten progressively more minimal since then. Okay, up next from right here in Brooklyn, New York, Fall on Your Sword. That's the name of the band, sort of a production company slash band or something. I'm not exactly sure, but they've done a lot of scoring for commercials and movies and stuff. And they've got a new soundtrack for a documentary film called Stephanie in the Water about a surfer from Australia or something. We're going to hear the song World is Oyster right now on this special brooding ambient slash new age music episode of The Sounds of My Head. Thank you. After Fall on Your Sword back there, we heard HUVA Network from Lyon, France, doing their song Dissolving Time from their album Ephemeris. After that, we heard Philip Glass from the soundtrack to A Brief History of Time, the Errol Morse film from back in the day about Stephen Hawking. Really great. They've just released that as an album recently, so we heard two tracks from it because they were not as long as a lot of the other stuff on this episode. We heard A Brief History of Time, the title, and Slow, Simple, Sad 3. Great album. Of course, it's amazing to me how much Philip Glass has not changed, right? Like, you go back to his earliest stuff and you listen to his newest stuff, and it's all kind of exactly the same. Gotta love Philip Glass. After Philip Glass, we heard Unknown Mortal Orchestra from Portland, Oregon. A couple times now, they've released these like 20-minute long songs that are kind of very spanning of a bunch of different types of things, and that was the most recent one from late last year called SB02. You can get that on SoundCloud. And I didn't play all of it because it is 20 minutes long, so I cut it down a bit. That does it for this episode of The Sounds of My Head. The music I talked over this episode was The O of Pleasure by Ray Lynch, Happy Gilmore by Fall on Your Sword, and Heaven and Hell Part 1 from the original Cosmos soundtrack. If you like the music I play on the show, tell your friends to listen. Send me emails at daniel@thesoundsofmyhead.com or go to thesoundsofmyhead.com to look for links for everything I talk about, including where to follow me on social media, which offers you another way to contact me. Thanks a lot for listening. We'll see you next time with a much more normal episode of The Sounds in My Head.